Hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. We are excited to be here, and I'll just tell you why. We just heard a song by a local band called No Sinner. That was a song called Boo Hoo Hoo, which is an A-side from 7-inch single, which will be out on 27th of March. And the band No Sinner is playing 7-inch release show on March of 31st at the Biltmore Cabaret. The reason I've played you this particular song by a local band No Sinner because the band is featured on the cover of this month's edition of Beetroot magazine. And today the show will be focused on this great independent local music magazine, Beetroot magazine. Correct. Glenn Alderson started Beetroot magazine with Brad, Sam, and Eras Cohen in June of 2004 back in Alberta after graduating from the communications program at Mount Royal College with a degree in journalism. Right now, Beetroot magazine is distributed to more than 50 different locations through British Columbia and one of the biggest independent media magazines in the country. I'd like to welcome Glenn Alderson, editor of Beetroot magazine, to the show. Thank you so much for coming, man.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Hello, hello, hello. Today, we will be talking about Beetroot magazine, independent journalism in Canada, music journalism, and local music. If you have any questions for Glenn, you can feel free to give us a call at 604-822-2487, or you can send us your tweets at Tima_Tsar, that's my Twitter, and Glenn Alderson, all one word, at Glenn's Twitter page.
I tweet that.
Correct.
What?
We'll start a little bit with local music, with local punk rock bands, because Beetroot is focused on local music scene. We'll give you a taste of local great music, and then we'll get down to the interview.
Let's do it.
Okay, we'll start with the great band called Battlesnakes. You like them?
Yeah, Battlesnakes.
And they have a great song, a cover of the song by the hits, Wind Me Up, Baby. Success?
Absolutely.
So let's listen. This is Battlesnakes, and then we'll be talking about Beetroot magazine.
Wind me up, baby! Why is it gonna say the way you make me feel at the end of the night?
We'll be right back. It's that time of year again. Time to get loco with your favorite independent local music magazine, Discorder. The annual Discorder fundraiser night will be going down March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Featuring local greats Sun Wizard, Man Your Horse, The Adulthood Village, DJ sets by Juggernaut, swag by way of a silent auction, and artwork from some ridiculously talented local artists. Bring yourself and a friend and get down to the Biltmore early. Doors are at 8, the show starts at 9, and tickets will be available at the door. For more info, check out discorder.ca, CITR.ca, or search for Discorder Fundraiser on Facebook. The Discorder Fundraiser, Thursday, March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Friday, March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hello Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show. With DJs Elliot Way and JP Doucette, shoegazing is definitely allowed as you chill to the sounds of folk, experimental, and dreamy rock pop all night long. Doors are at 8 and advance tickets are available at Scratch Records. That's the Shilohs, Hello Moon, and the High Drops. The Shilohs at the Interurban Gallery are proudly sponsored by CITR.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a weekly punk rock show. We All Fall Down. And I have here in studio Glenn Alderson, the editor of Beetroot Magazine.
Thanks for having me on your punk show.
Thank you. Thanks, my friend. First, I'd like to apologize that I made a mistake and you guys distributed them to 500 locations all over the Vancouver.
Yeah, over 500 locations. We're printing, I think, 15,000 copies right now, just distributing throughout, like, you know, the major commercial areas of mm-hmm. the city. And we're growing every month, trying to expand our distribution.
And also, I'd like to set the stage for our conversation, because I love reading about music. I'm a music fan, and that's what I basically do in my free time. I read about music. I listen to music. And, you know, I have two magazines I read on a regular basis, and I'm subscribed to one of them. And then I always read the local stuff. I always pick up to see what's happening in the city.
What do you subscribe to?
Oh, this is a good question. Vax Poetics.
Oh, Vax Poetics. Yeah. Great magazine, for sure.
And the other one is Razor Cake, the punk
cool.
magazine. So, you know, but at the same time, I love reading about it, but I don't know how the magazines are done. So some of my questions might be a little bit amateur, but...
No, man, this is a punk rock show. Let's keep it punk rock.
Okay, let's do punk rock. So let's start. How did it all start? You started the Beetroot Magazine in 2004, and tell me a little bit how it all started.
Yeah, I grew up in Calgary, in the punk rock scene in Calgary, actually. Like, we had a really strong all-ages community growing up. So yeah, I was just playing in bands and stuff, and got involved that way. When I was younger, I used to publish a zine that I would sell at shows for like a dollar, just photocopy them. They were really shitty, but I'd do interviews with bands like Mr. T Experience, The Queers, Guttermouth. Like, I'd just, you know, like, be that nerdy kid that would sit outside the show and try and get these bands to give me 5 minutes of their time. Well, I pretended to be a music journalist. And then, yeah, when I went to journalism school at Mount Royal College, which is, the only school you could really take a journalism program. While I was there, I was working as the music editor of the campus paper, which is, I guess, the equivalent of what Discorder is to CITR. And, I was the music and arts editor for that for 3 years. And then as my program was coming to an end, I realized how good I had it in that position. I was like, oh, man, I don't want this to end. So one of my instructors, actually, he was also at one point the managing editor of the Calgary Strait, which was a sister paper to the Georgia Strait. That had actually folded in, I think, November of 2002. So he was just working at the college as an instructor. So I approached him about, I'm like, his name is Brad Sim. And I'm like, yo, Brad, I think we should start a magazine. And because the only thing at the time in Calgary was with Fast Forward Weekly, which is still going. But we kind of, by doing a monthly, it was easier to cover like a full, broader range of events and artists, you know, that were active in the city. So, but yeah, I graduated in June of 2004, and basically after I wrote my last exam, I hit the pavement trying to like get people to buy ads into it, and we launched the magazine the following month, and it literally, like, we started just like small, keeping it bare bones, and now 8 years later, it's still going in Alberta. We distribute Calgary, Edmonton, Lethbridge, Banff, and Canmore. We have an Alberta edition. And then in British Columbia here, we 2.5 years ago, we started publishing a separate BC edition. Mm-hmm. And that one we're distributing in Vancouver, Victoria, and Nanaimo. It's a little bit smaller, but I call it the no bullshit. Like, you know, like it's like a smaller paper, so we really have to like refine the content that we're picking in it. At least until the ad revenue picks up and we can make it a 100-page glossy magazine that you can keep on your coffee table or on the top of your toilet.
Do I understand it correctly that the still main focus of two different editions of Beetroot is mostly local Canadian music? Is that correct?
Yeah, like the point of having the two editions was to focus specifically on the regional music scenes, right? Like, so we don't always share the same cover. And I mean, that's what's great about having this BC one. We can put a band like No Sinner on the cover out here, and it maintains some relevance. Whereas, like, I think they've only played one Calgary show, and, like, they're still growing. This month in Alberta, we put a band called the Ramblin' Ambassadors on the cover. Which is, I don't know if you remember old Mint Records bands, like they're on Mint, but it's like Brent Cooper from Huevos Rancheros. Mm-hmm. And so they're on the cover out in Alberta because they're obviously from Calgary. So we try and keep that local focus.
You mentioned a little bit ads, and as I correctly understand that the whole magazine leaves off basically advertising. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's how free publications generally work. All of our revenue comes from advertising, and what you would call Beetroot is like a club paper, a community magazine where, you know, we have all the support from local clubs in the city. You know, everyone from the Biltmore and the Cobalt and the Astoria to Fortune and like the Waldorf. And it's just like, it's so great because as a music publication, we can cover all different bases of music and, you know, keep the scene, like, I think of it as like an umbrella to keep the music scene all contained in one publication, you know, without ever straying too far in one direction, right? Like,
let's see, we have a caller. Let's see who's calling, and let's talk to the person.
Let's take this call.
Hello, 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 this is CITR.
Hi, is Oswaldo there?
Oh, Oswaldo, he's actually really busy right now. We sent him on an errand to, he had to get us some water and he had to fill up our beer tub here.
This is CITR, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, are you being serious? Or?
Yeah, we'll just take a message for you. What's your name?
It's Tammy Begg.
Tammy Begg. Mm-hmm. What's your phone number?
Well, if you can have him call me back, I'm calling from MCA.
Okay, you got it.
Who am I speaking to?
You're actually calling on air right now.
Okay, well, my number's 1-888.
Okay.
797.
797.
7727.
Okay.
Extension 2444.
Okay, 2444, got it.
Yeah, if you could let him know it's quite important, he calls me back.
Absolutely, I think he'll definitely get that message.
All right, thanks.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Well, that was really awesome. I think we answered all of her questions. We addressed what she needed.
And we'll do the job.
No, yeah, we're just doing the job, keeping it punk rock.
Thank you so much for calling on air, and I think it was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. Anyone else have any other questions? Feel free to call.
The telephone in studio is 604-822-2487. We can send anyone else on the moon and pretend like we're doing.
Okay, but yeah, so maybe we should get back to some more punk music.
Yeah, let's listen. You brought a brilliant CD, The Cat on the Cover.
Yeah, I thought since it was a punk show, I'd bring my favorite punk bands.
And you did a very good job in terms of picking Jawbreaker.
Yeah, so this band Jawbreaker, my favorite band, fronted by Blake Schwarzenbach.
Yes.
We're going to play what? Track 6, Want?
Exactly. Let's listen to some music we have here for you, and then we'll get back to the interview.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. This is Jawbreaker.
Audio.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back on air with Glenn of Beetroot Magazine, and we just heard Joe Breaker from their brilliant album And Fun, and it was a song called Busy.
Busy.
Correct.
It's more fun than not fun.
Yes. Let's talk about the next song you'd like to play for us. This is from the compilation Punk Nation Unification.
Yeah, this is a compilation that actually I brought this because when I was younger, I had an infatuation with Vancouver's music scene. Being from Calgary, you feel very isolated during the cold winters. So I don't know, anytime we'd ever come to Vancouver, like with my parents and stuff, I'd always try and find bands that were going on in the city that were cool. Cool, what a dumb word. But so this Punk Nation Unification was put out in 1996 by a local label called Neffer Records. And it's got all the hits, man. Like DBS, it's got Submission Hold. If anyone remembers Submission Hold, one of the best Vancouver hardcore punk rock bands that I could imagine. And then it's got some bigger names too, like AFI before they were shitty, The Swingin' Utters before they were shitty. I don't know if they still are.
No, they're pretty good.
They're good still?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brother Inferior, some like, you know, some really underground stuff. But the song I want to play is, did we pick a track number yet?
Number three, D.
Yeah, it's actually number two, DBS. This is a band, everyone in Vancouver should know DBS. Yeah. It used to be Andy Dixon and Jesse Gander, two still very big players in Vancouver's music scene. And I actually had the privilege to play in a band with Andy last July. We formed a band called Miss Black America with Chris Vanderlan and Mark Kulvecchia from North of America. And a friend of mine from Calgary, Daniel Christensen, who played in a band called Sharp Ends. So yeah, we had this band called Miss Black America for 4 days. We wrote
4 days.
We wrote a record in Chris Vanderland's studio in the back of a motorcycle shop, and then we took one day off to play a show. And yeah, then we put out a record. It's available at Zulu, Audiopile, Red Cat, Neptune. Miss Black America. You should check it out. Artwork by Andy Dixon. Mm-hmm. And so, speaking of Andy Dixon, we've got DBS. The track is called No Room. It's a banger, a punk rock classic.
Let's listen. This is DBS. DBS.
DBS.
From Punk Nation Unification. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the punk rock radio show We All Fall Down on CITR, and we have Glenn here from Beetroot Magazine. We just heard a beautiful song by a local band DBS from their compilation Punk Nation Unification, and it was a song called No Room.
That's right. I think, yeah, that record, it was also released on, their actual record, which was, I believe, Tales from the Crib, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the date should be... Yeah,
but it's comp. It's funny, I remember when we were talking earlier about this compilation, and it's Neffer Records, and their address on the back of the thing was 1027 Davie Street, Suite 600. And I remember one time I like snuck away from my parents, like I got the afternoon to like go and explore Vancouver by myself, and I tried to find their office forever.
And
I ended up on Davie Street as like, you know, a confused 16-year-old kid. And I think I wandered into some like porn studio or something up in a loft. Never did find the actual headquarters
of Neffer,
which I imagine to be just bustling with all the punk rock icons of whatever. I don't know what I thought.
Let's continue with a little bit of interview. I have my questions, but we have a question from the listener. His name is Johnny, and I'm just reading off the question. What's a good way for starting band to get the coverage in Beetroot? Send in recordings, invite stuff to show. How can a beginning band get featured or reviewed?
Yeah, man, anyone can get featured in Beetroot. I'm not joking. We are not exclusive or like anything to any one particular genre or group in the city. So if you're interested in having your stuff featured, we have two different music editors. Alex Hudson is our local music editor, and he also handles our live review stuff. And Clinton Hallahan is our touring music editor. So he usually deals with that stuff. If you want, you can email alex@beetroot.ca. If you've got a local band and you have a CD coming out or you have a show coming up that you want us to check out.
Yeah, I actually picked up we have the magazine in studio, and it on the third page of the magazine, there's all the contacts, and I see here Alex Hudson, local and live, and here's his address, alex@beetroot.ca, contributing editor, so I guess that's the way to contact
him. Big ups to Alex Hudson. Alex also does a music blog called Chipped Hip.
Met you a couple months ago at the Waldorf event. Do you remember, for the Polaris Music Prize?
Oh yeah, he was there too. Yeah,
correct.
That's correct.
Okay,
good. He's a rad dude.
Let's talk a little bit now about the whole music journalism scene in Vancouver. Is it correct that to say that there is like two scenes, one is in the internet, the other one is on paper, or is it not a
good? I don't know. I'm so torn with when it comes to print publishing. I mean, I love it, and you know, I love being able to pick up a copy of a magazine, flip through it, and you know, have that as like a resource for, you know, people to flip through and find out about the shows happening in the city. But I mean, you know, there's so many live event listings, things online. It's just, it's more personal. It's like, why you'd rather listen to a vinyl record than a CD, which is a hilarious debate to me. But truly, I mean, there is still, I think, a niche market for print publishing, and you know, the fact that you could just be walking down the street and not have your head buried in your iPhone and flip through it. It's organic punk rock shit.
I agree, yeah, because when I usually I usually pick up all the local music stores when I go to the music stores, so on the weekend just go stop by, and then on the way back, usually on the way home on the bus, I just flip through the magazine or I bring home, and then I eating some
consumer. You put it in your bathroom, don't you?
The latest interview is now in my room, and the second copy of this because I was getting ready for the interview yesterday, but the other one actually beside our bed.
Oh, no way. Beside your bed were nighttime reading material for you.
Yes. So, see?
Hilarious. I remember one time I was in the local band Coban. I was in their jam space, and I went in to use the washroom, and there was a copy of Beetroot sitting on the toilet, and there was like, yes!
We made it.
We totally made it, man. We're in Coban's bathroom.
I assume there, like, Beetroot is not the only independent music magazine in Vancouver.
No, absolutely not.
is there a competition for the reader's attention, or like the advertising attention? Is there something like that? Or?
I don't know. There is, I guess, if you focus on it. But like, for instance, like the other major independent publication in the city, in my opinion, is Discorder, who we have like an amazing relationship with, and they're based here at CITR, and you have me on your show, and I'm stoked to be here. But yeah, like, I don't know, Vancouver's music scene, it's awesome, it's huge, and there's so much shit you could be writing about. I think there's definitely room for 2 papers. There's enough room for 10 papers. Just do it, you know? But yeah, when it comes to advertising, that shit sucks. Obviously, we want people to advertise in our magazine, and that's how we make enough money to fund it each month. But I mean, all of our writers, like, they work as volunteer contributors, right? Because they're passionate about music. And our editors are, like, small handful of editors. They work for, like, chump change when there is chump change to even be doled out. And, like, I know I love that it's fueled by that, like, passion and, like, that commitment to, like, making local music and music in general accessible to people, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, like, basically, as I understand, the whole magazine is based on love for music and passion for music.
Love for music, chicks, and cars.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Yeah, it's an entertainment magazine. You know, if you like to do stuff and you want to write about it, Beetroot is a really good place to come.
Let's listen to some more music.
Yeah, sure.
What do you want to play?
Is it cheesy? I mean, I feel weird about this, but I would really like to play a song by a band called AFI, who are also on this Punk Nation Unification compilation. And I know, listeners at home, AFI is not a cool band anymore, but I swear to God, the songs on this, this was from the record Very Proud of You.
Yeah.
I'm sure people who like that kind of music remember when AFI was not lame. And the song is track 4. It's called Your Friend in Mine. I have this amazing memory of, like, seeing them in Calgary at this community hall, and they were just about to play this song, and they lined up all these kids on stage, and they're like, okay, when this song starts, you're all gonna, like, run out and jump and crowd surf. And I just have this memory of being at the front of the stage and watching, like, 3, like, just punk dudes jumping over my head into the audience. But yeah, AFI kills. They're a rad band.
Let's listen. AFI. Then, yeah, non CITR.
Punk show.
Someone else to know you. righteous, most erotic thing I've ever seen. Since I went to the first meeting, I saw the ping pong ball shooting queen. I got an autographed picture and a pubic hair on a ball. I wanna hump you, you're the best chick in the mall. I wanna hump you.
Hello, hello, hello. You're still listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We have here Glenn from Beetroot Magazine, and we just heard Chicks Dig It all the way from homeland Calgary.
Yeah, Calgary, Alberta. That was a weird version, man.
Yeah, I found this version on a tape called Bloodbath at the Chinese Disco, a Calgary compilation which came out on 1994, and I think that was the first release for Chicks Dig It, or maybe one of the first one for them actually released on...
Yeah, that was their first tape, I think, is what that was pulled from, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a different version from the actual famous version.
That compilation actually was put out by the best record store in Calgary, Sloth Records, so if anyone's going to Sled Island this year, you gotta make sure to go to Sloth Records.
Is it like punk rock like
it's an independent music store, like record store. Yeah, I think it's just like Neptune or Red Cat. Sloth Records is one of my favorite things about Calgary, and I miss it.
You also brought the other compilation, something that
Funny enough that you played that song. I brought a compilation of Calgary bands that was put out before Hellride to the Chinese Bloodbath. Yeah. This one's just called Hellride to a Bloodbath.
What
says like Forbidden Dimension on it. I'm trying to read other bands that people might know. Placebo, which was Leslie Feist's hardcore band before she shaved her armpits and took out her nose ring and got all sensual on the radio. But yeah, maybe we should play that song, Placebo.
Yeah, we have 5 minutes.
We'll just like mess people up when they find out that Feist used to play in a hardcore band.
Let's do it. Which track? Do you want it? They probably won.
Oh no, I think there's a couple on here. Pop that in. Sorry, I've been hanging out with the rappers for the last week down at South by Southwest. And
I watched the Nardo Bars interview, and it was
ASAP Rocky. Yeah,
he talked to those people, and they have. It was a very interesting conversation, as usual.
Oh, I bet.
Which song would you like to play?
Let's see here. Yeah, what track? The best one is number 3, Placebo. The song's called Bicycle Safety.
So this is one of the... Oh, no, this is Leslie Feist.
This is Leslie Feist's hardcore band.
Yeah, she used to be in this band, and now she's doing a little bit different type of music.
You may have heard her at the grocery store last night when you're shopping.
And this is really her.
Yeah, this is really her, man. It's punk rock. So is that...
Yeah, let's listen. This is Leslie Feist, Placebo, rock and roll. We'll be right back. That was Leslie Feist.
Oh my god,
that was not very good. But but now people know what she is really like.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that was a track by Placebo, Leslie Feist's first punk band.
Okay, we're almost done here. Thank you so much for coming, my friend. It was a great pleasure talking to you, punk rocking, and
yeah, dude. I just rarely get an opportunity to talk about punk rock. Thank you for having me on your punk show.
You're welcome back, and we can talk even more punk rock in the future if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Let's talk to you about tonight's event, about your series of concerts you're doing called Higher Learning.
Yeah, for the last, I think, it's almost been a year, man. We do a weekly music showcase, a live music, local music showcase at the Library Square, which is on Georgia and I believe Hamilton,
yes,
right by the library.
Right by the library, yeah.
Where the X-Files was shot. Some scenes, maybe, if you don't know about the books they've got. But yeah, so we do this local, every Thursday, we have a local music showcase called Higher Learning. Tonight, we have Safety Show and we have Hermetic, two really top-notch local bands. It's $6 to get in or $5 with a student ID. We have good drink specials and it's always really fun. I hope and wish that more people in Vancouver know about this night and can come out to Library Square and see them showcased on a weekly basis. It's not like we're doing anything new, but it's a cool venue, and like we've been working with Donnelly, who've been great in, you know, helping support this night. So tonight we have Safety Show and Hermetic at Library Square.
And that happens every week on Thursday at Thursday night.
Every Thursday, yeah. And if you have a band that's interested in playing, again, we don't discriminate. So email me. My email address is Glenn, GLENN, at beatroot.ca. I think it's appropriate to end the show with another of one of my favorite local bands here in Vancouver.
Yeah,
can
let's
we do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell a little bit about the band.
This is for anyone who doesn't know, Jeff Lee, who is now in Hard Drugs, used to have a band called Black Rice with Joel Tong, who is now in What's Wrong Tohei, or I think he also has another band called Joel and the Last of the Neighbors. But yeah, this is Black Rice. I have a really cool memory of like seeing this band play at a bar called The Pick, which is no longer even a bar here in Vancouver, and they were opening for Rye Coalition. And yeah, I was on tour with a band called The Buzzing Bees at the time, but we like took the night off just so we could see Black Rice play the show. And so this is off one of their first releases that they ever put out called Rice Lightning. And this is the first track off that. Jeff Lee,
yeah.
Vancouver icon, who's also originally from Calgary. So,
colleague.
A colleague, punk rock colleague.
That was the weekly punk rock show. We all fall down. Thank you so much for listening. You can check out the podcast on CITR.ca on iTunes. And I also have the blog called We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye bye.
Bye bye.